Hello, this is Sissy Bass bringing you Sissy Bass What's In Now. The title of my podcast today is Use Your Authority. Use your authority. And I repeat again because I love this scripture that I'm about to read so much. Use your authority. And the scripture I'm going to read from is the book of Luke, chapter 10, the verse of 19. And I read, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." My God. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Jesus didn't promise that we would never have to deal with stressful situations. Now in John 16:33, he said, "In the world you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. In the world you will face battles. In the world you will face things that will make you cry in the middle of the night, things that will even make you throw in the towel and even give up on God. But the scripture goes on to say that we can be of good cheer because he has conquered the world. Be of good cheer because he has already healed you. Be of good cheer because he has already taken you from the stagnant situation. Be of good cheer because he has come through in the area of your need." Now, this verse teaches us that we don't have to stress out in the way the world does. Mm-mm. Because Jesus has deprived the world of its power to harm us. We can approach the challenges we face in life in a calm and confident manner. Now, somebody will say, "Pastor C, you don't know what I'm going through." Yes, I do not know what you're going through, but I do know what the word says about what you're going through. Yes, I do not know what makes you cry in the middle of the night, but I know what the word says about the situation that makes you cry in the middle of the night. Take it to the Lord in prayer, because there's no battle that is too big for God. Now, Luke 10:19 says, and I'm going to repeat the scripture again because I love this scripture. It keeps me going when I go through things in life, because I know that whatever it is the enemy throws at me, it is but for a moment. "Behold, I have given you authority over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you." Here, Jesus is telling us that he has equipped us to overcome the world, just like he did. Just like he healed the sick, he has equipped us with the power to heal the sick. Just as he resurrected, he has given us the power to resurrect everything that is dead in our body. He has equipped us with everything, every power, every authority, everything that we need to overcome every situation in life. The scripture is telling us that God has equipped us with that. Even though we will face challenging and stressful situations, that won't always be easy to handle. Jesus assures us that nothing can defeat us if we handle things the right way, which is his way. If you handle things his way, if you handle things God's way, if you handle your battles God's way, if you deal with your enemies God's way, if you deal with your sickness God's way, if you deal with everything that is stressing you out God's way, everything would be all right. Today, I want to encourage you to use the authority you have in Christ and overcome your obstacles. It is my prayer that we will all receive the authority and the power that has been given us, and we will exercise that authority and the power that God has given us. There is power in you. You have the authority. God has given it to you. He said, "I've given it to you to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and they can't even harm you." May we be able to use that authority. And it is also my prayer that God will show us how to walk in authority and overcome the trials and challenges of this world like God did. May you be able to overcome every trial, every challenge you're going through, using the authority that God has given you. You can do it like Christ did it. If you've ever doubted yourself, let this podcast be an encouragement for you. May God richly bless you, and remember to share the podcast, because you never know who it might save from murder, who it might save from suicide, who it might save from giving up in life. God bless you all, and I'll come back to you again pretty soon. Bye-bye.